One reason for bringing this up was in the Michigan Bar Journal a few years ago, Judge Bill Peterson, now retired, wrote basically on this subject, although his focus was on the circuit court, the court of original jurisdiction, and his thesis was, well, to cut it right down to the bare bones where it has some relevancy, what we're talking about was that the appellate courts, by some of their actions, are choking the whole system. And he referred to such decisions as, for example, the adoption of comparative negligence. A couple of decisions when you're on the court had to do with the workers' comp and the intentional tort theory, Beauchamp, okay. And then there was the DeFranco case. There were the cases
turned around Cassidy
that relate to review of sentencing.
Milbourne?
I noticed in your period on the court, you had at least three or four cases that you wrote that related to sentencing review, and there was no such thing as really a sentencing review until about 1982, I think, or thereabouts.
That's a little bit after sentencing guidelines was introduced by the Michigan Supreme Court at the request of the state bar because the Michigan legislature was getting ready to enact legislation that we believed was going to take away the discretion of the trial court at sentencing, and felt that the discretion should be left in the hands of the judiciary.
Well, it ain't but, great.
In any event, I certainly respect Judge Peterson's observations. He is a very highly respected and and he's merited all of the respect, and he's earned the respect. Jurist. Mm-hmm. He's a tremendous jurist. And I respect his opinion.
Sure.
I just disagree on the basis of the facts that were presented on the cases. And yes, it does. And Playcheck, which occurred before I got on the court, which was a decision that gave, that stopped contributory negligence. If you were at all negligent yourself, you could not make any recovery. And of course, that reduced the number of jury verdicts and or trials that were in favor of plaintiffs. And it also allowed for more cases to be dismissed out of the system on summary judgment. Was it fair? No, it was not fair, because that's why Playcheck was authored, I think, by Chief Justice Williams, or whoever authored it, was under his administration in any event. And I think the public is better served by it. And indeed, more courts in the United States have gone and adopted the comparative negligence rather than the harsh contributory negligence. As it relates to sentence review, Milbourne, one, and I forget the other that came out that was harshly criticized even by members of our own court. But sometimes, though we should not respond in that way, sometimes, because we are all human, judges respond to public observations and outcries rather than following the law and exercising their own discretion, and they play more to the press than playing to the facts. Mm-hmm. And it's a difficult decision for a judge to follow the law in the face of public outcry or a lack of a willingness to understand, or because the public has changed its mind. The appropriate place for change is in the legislature, and not because something that is judicially carved out, so to speak. Judicial activism, as it used to be called before President Reagan got into office and said that he wanted to appoint judges that were not going to be judicial activists, but in point of fact, they've become more active than those we criticized in turning back the decisions that stare decisis was said that you leave alone and you would work on other cases that come before you. But in any event, we have a mixed bag, and everybody's entitled to their own decision.
Sure. Well, we don't want to beat that subject to death, Bob. I thought it was appropriate to get your feeling on this.
Well, I respect his opinion, but I just happen to agree with the decisions of the court, and some that they decide I disagree with. And But the great thing is that life goes on, and there will be continued improvements as we go along.
Right.